USDA and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative recently announced the appointment of new members to agricultural trade advisory committees that provide input on ag trade and export matters.
Their input is incredibly valuable to us because it is making sure that what we're talking about at the negotiating table really has significant commercial benefit in the real world and is a priority for our industry.
Janet Newsom of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service explains the roles of the Agricultural Policy Advisory Committee and the Agricultural Trade Advisory Committees.
APAC stands for Agricultural Policy Advisory Committee. It is the more senior level committee and does not have any particular commodity focus. What we aim for on the APAC is to make sure that there is a good cross-section of the various commodities that are represented in our agricultural economy. We have six ATACs, Agricultural Technical Advisory Committee. Each one of those six focuses on a particular commodity sector or grouping. We have a grains ATAC. We have an animal products ATAC. We have a fruits and vegetables ATAC. One that is a combination of a couple of commodity groupings. We also seek their input with regard to trade policy priorities, priorities on trade negotiations, but it gives a more in-depth opportunity to discuss the impact and the problems and challenges that that sector faces in world markets.
Newsom says the members of the advisory committees are required to get security clearance to take part in trade discussions that are still in the negotiating phase and not yet public.
It enables us to have this very confidential, frank conversation about specific tariff levels, specific tariff rate quotas, specific kinds of technical requirements that are problematic in another country, and try and figure out ways jointly with our industry partners as to how to make it easier on a practical, commercially effective level to move product into that market.
Congress established the advisory committee system in 1974 to ensure that U.S. agricultural trade policy objectives reflect commercial and economic interests. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.